maintain that. Obviously, it has been a difficult year for a lot of folks. A lot of things that you may have thought were routine in years past became problematic or difficult or didn't happen at all, and that's true of our health as well. And so today we're going to continue to talk about your health. Dr. Jonathan Levy is here. He's a surgeon with the Sparrow Medical Group General Surgery. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Steve.
Now, as you know, a lot of the things at your hospital and others were canceled or postponed, at least, because of the pandemic and so forth. It's created a logjam in all sorts of places. And I'm guessing that because you do both inpatient and outpatient surgeries, that you probably have a backlog, too. Probably a lot of work to be done, isn't there?
There is. And, you know, we are catching up quickly, and our case volume is still high. And as people are getting more and more vaccinated, the ability to do surgery, both elective and emergent, has greatly increased.
And so for yourself, you are a general surgeon. You have incredibly steady hands, I am quite sure, because that's the way I'd want my surgeon to be. But you have a specialty because of everything you've done, and you went into a special area of expertise. Tell us about that.
I did. So I'm a board-certified general surgeon. However, I completed a fellowship in minimally invasive foregut surgery. What that means is that I specialize in treating conditions of the esophagus and stomach. And so most of the people I see I see people for GERD, or gastroesophageal reflux disease, as well as hiatal hernias, gastroparesis, and achalasia.
So tell me about GERD. It was something we were discussing just before we came on today. For those that don't know what that is, maybe they even have it, but they don't realize it. Do explain, please.
Absolutely. So gastroesophageal reflux disease, we give it the fun name GERD. It's really an underdiagnosed and undertreated disease in the United States and in mid-Michigan in particular. About 25 to 30% of the population has GERD, and only about 20% of those people are being currently treated with medication. It is also a little bit of a misnomer that, you know, the people who are being treated, that they can just be treated with medications, you know, PPIs and H2, you know, you hear about the omeprazoles and the protonics and Prilosec and all that stuff. And, you know, that it can be treated just with medication. However, there is an anatomic component to it, and there's some anatomic dysfunction, and that's where, for instance, hiatal hernias come in. And that's where we come in as surgeons, and that's where I come in with my specialty. So we can both diagnose and treat, as well as work up these symptoms and the GERD syndrome, so that
right.
Patients can remain off medications and regain their quality of life.
So I'm going to make a pretty obvious assumption here, doctor, and that is GERD is something people probably deal with for a period of time, but it does sounds to me like it would have a long-term impact that creates damage, anatomical dysfunction, as you mentioned. Therefore, being properly diagnosed in a timely fashion can help you improve the quality of life of your patients. Plus, there's also a component of some of these things can become cancerous, much more concerning. Am I right? We need to figure out what's going on and correct these things so that we have better outcomes.
Absolutely, Steve. You hit the nail right on the head. The issue with these GERD syndromes with, you know, the various manifestations of long-term GERD, it can lead to a precancerous condition we call Barrett's esophagus. And while that is a slow-growing progression, it can eventually lead to esophageal cancer. And so one of the things that we are very passionate about treating is the ability to work up and diagnose GERD early so that we can get people into surveillance programs with EGDs, and that's something that we do as well. And then, ultimately be able to treat and eliminate the Barrett's esophagus, should it ever occur, as well as surgically treat the manifestations of the GERD so that it never becomes Barrett's esophagus or cancer.
Sure. Now, advancements in medicine and imaging and the ability to scope and look at different areas of the body, certainly the esophagus, obviously cameras are a big part of medicine today, and I know people that have had their, you know, esophagus looked at, they've had their stomach looked at, they've had all. So tell me about the advancements in technology that have assisted you in your pursuit of helping people.
Oh, absolutely. So we have the surgeries that have been around since the 50s, and they work extremely well. We also have a lot of the modalities that I'm trying to bring in right now to Sparrow Hospital. And so from an imaging standpoint, we have, you know, the endoscopy setup that we can look at, and we look very carefully at the anatomy of everything. But then we also have advanced biopsy options, and we are able to get sort of a full 360-degree biopsy of the concerning areas that we would be concerned about for this Barrett's esophagus. And we've been able to, you know, diagnose things that are a little bit harder to treat, a little bit harder to diagnose from prior biopsy techniques. And from a surgical standpoint, I mentioned we have, you know, these surgery techniques that have been around since the 50s, but there's another one called the Lynx device that we just got into the hospital as well, and it allows us to sort of regain that anatomic position without needing to do as large of an operation. And people do very well with both operations, and I'm very excited with where our diagnostic ability is heading in the last few years.
Dr. Jonathan Levy here. He's a surgeon with the Spiro Medical Group General Surgery Group. You know, it just sounds like so many advancements have been made, you know, from the way surgeries were done years ago. And I'll use a gallbladder I had removed, you know, a couple of years ago. Very easy to be done. My mother had the same thing done in the 1960s, and it was like a huge undertaking. The advancement in the way that surgeries are done, the way people are repaired, for lack of a better term, it is incredible. The advancements and the technologies and the techniques that are available today just compared to a few years ago. Dr. Levy, I'll give you the last word.
Well, Steve, I appreciate you having me on. I just, you know, want to let everyone know the resources are that are available to the patients of Spero Hospital and the community. We are working to get as many as we can in, and especially as we have more time and more ability with COVID winding down, hopefully, and people getting more vaccinated, that we can see patients in office, and we're available to work everyone up and treat them as necessary.
Of course. You can find out more at spero.org/SMG General Surgery Lansing.